Hello and welcome to the What If Podcast. I'm your host, the iridescent, I already said that one, the electric sliding, the Slim James. I'm joined once again in this roundabout roundup of Marvel's What If comics by my man, the myth, the legend, Andrew the Giant.
I'm back. Here we go.
Oh my God.
The myth.
Yeah. Mr. Like, just, no.
Band?
Mr. How about Mr. performs the theme to Sister. Mr. Sister.
Mr. Sister.
With Twisted Sister. On our previous episode, to commemorate the imminent release of Amazing Spider-Man 2, we talked Spider-Man's origins, including what if Spider-Man had never been a crime fighter, but instead a caped TV star slash agent slash eventually just a crime fighter again. And what if Aunt May had died instead of Uncle Ben, and he still becomes Spider-Man, and same old. What did you think of the first Spider-Man movie, or the Amazing Spider-Man?
Yeah. I like the direction that these are going, more so than the Tobey Maguire ones. Maguire ones, I prefer a... I mean, it's not dark and gritty, per se, but it's definitely more so than the cartoonier Tobey Maguire.
Yes. I will say, in contrast to what you're saying, I like the Amazing Spider-Man better because I feel like Spider-Man's a little more sarcastic and actually is firing off more wacky quips than I remember in the Sam Raimi trilogy.
Yeah.
It just seemed like Peter Parker was just walking around being sad about stuff.
Yeah, but again, they still can't seem to get the fact that Peter Parker was a nerd and that he didn't have any friends and
yeah,
he wouldn't have jumped in to a fight to stop Flash from beating somebody up.
That's pretty true, and yeah, actually, that was my biggest complaint about
skateboards.
That the Amazing Spider-Man. My biggest complaint was that he skateboards. Peter Parker does not skateboard. He's not some cool indie rock emo punk. He's a nerd. That's why he's going to a science exhibit and enjoying it, like on his own free time. It's like, oh boy. But instead, we get the sexification of nerds that has struck Spider-Man. As a true and blue nerd myself, I can tell you, it's not glamorous. Especially in your teenage years, like, people claim, oh my god, I'm a nerd. You're not a nerd.
Yeah.
People who say they're... Sheldon Cooper's not real. Jim Parsons, I don't think, is actually a nerd.
Probably.
And Jonathan Lipnicki, or whatever that guy...
Jonathan Lipnicki from Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
The kid from Jerry Maguire, right?
Yeah.
Stuart Little.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the same guy.
Yeah, you know, I loved him on Roseanne.
And these others.
Yeah, it's a corruption of the nerd culture, and then they just get churned out and just get more and more just superhero t-shirts at Hot Topic.
Yeah.
That does not make a nerd.
No.
Making a nerd is making your own podcast about what if comic books, because they're like, they're the retarded kids of actual comic books, because they don't have like an ongoing plot thread. We can't be like, oh, I really like the writings, blah, 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 like, you know, a story arc. It's all just goofy one-shots. But anyway, this tangent about the corruption of nerd culture aside, now we're talking the Clone Saga. And I just want you to tell me what you texted me when I first brought this up.
I know nothing of the Clone Saga. That's what I said, I believe.
So, you disgust me because you claim to be a comic book geek in some response.
No.
You have a Marvel Zombies quarter sleeve tattoo on your shoulder.
Yeah.
That's half done. So it's like an eighth sleeve.
It's half. Half sleeve.
But
it comes down here.
Alright, but once again, it's still half done, so you're back to like a quarter sleeve.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Get your shading on.
Quarter of a half sleeve.
Yeah. Turtle power.
Right.
But yeah, so if you had grown up as a fan of Spider-Man like I did, I remember the Clone Saga firsthand.
I was a Spider-Man fan, but not so much as
a Spider fan.
Yeah, like in one of my posts on giantsizecomicthings.com, I reiterate the fact that I didn't really get into comic books until recently, and I've started with the Civil War.
Boo series, this man.
And now I'm going back and collecting older stuff. So I never got into the Clone Saga.
All right.
Pardon me.
Well, I kiss the sky.
Excuse me.
Sorry. Yeah, but
pardon me.
It could be polite Jimi Hendrix. There is a cover band. Polite Jimi Hendrix. Dun, 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 dun. Attractive.
Classy lady.
Classy. So, I like comic books from, you know, the start. Like I said, I love Spider-Man since I was a kid. And, you know, I'd pick up my issue of Wizard. And I remember distinctly them discussing this Clone Saga. And, like, shitting all over it. And I'm like, what? But where to start? Probably the beginning. Amazing Spider-Man 149, I believe. The spider clone is introduced as a plot by the malevolent jackal, Dr. Miles Warren. For some reason, well, I know for what reason, he hates Peter Parker because he's Peter Parker's college professor who also wants to bang Gwen Stacy. Ugh. So he's just double creepy.
So he hates Peter Parker.
Yes. So, you know, because he's a supervillain, he clones Peter Parker / Spider-Man.
What? Why? Yeah. Does he know Peter Parker is Spider-Man?
Yes, I think so. I think he might have been able to tell from his DNA that he... I think, like, he got the spider DNA because of, like, some exercise or experiment in class or whatever. Like,
okay.
Give me your hair or something.
I was just going to say, just so you want to bang Gwen Stacy, so I'm going to clone Peter Parker. What?
Yeah, well, you know, it's always just...
But I guess if he knew...
He's just, you know, you got to screw with him. I realize that the bane of his existence is Peter Parker, so his solution is to make more of them.
Exactly, so now you have more Peter Parkers back in Gwen Stacy.
Funny you should mention that. So, we get our original spider clone tale, and then it ends with, I think, the clone getting killed, and accidentally, probably, Spider-Man wouldn't be a murderer. And or the body shoved down like a smokestack.
Huh.
And that's the end of that chapter. On to the next month.
Nobody finds the thing ever?
Well, if it's in like a furnace or whatever. But, to the point, we cut ahead. The year is 1992 or 1993 or whenever.
It's true.
And who should turn up but the Scarlet Spider?
Huh.
He's the U.S. agent, the War Machine, the Thunderstrike to Spider-Man. He's a broke-ass ripoff. He's got his red jumper with a blue hooded sweatshirt with the sleeves cut off. Which, if you're cutting the sleeves off of a sweatshirt, I'm sorry, you're already an idiot.
Yeah. He's just wearing like the Black Widow.
Yeah, well, that's his trademark wrist gauntlet web shooters instead of the under the glove kind of. Yeah, Spider-Man thing.
Pretty terrible.
Yeah, it's sort of bland, like, because it's all plain red, and then he's wearing a sweatshirt. So, it's revealed that the clone was alive all along.
In the smokestack?
Here's the thing. This is where it's getting complicated. So, this clone is calling himself Ben Reilly, because of Uncle Ben and, I think, Aunt May's maiden name. So, we got Ben Reilly, clone. Peter Parker, Spider-Man. Ben Reilly comes back into the picture. I don't know where he was this entire time. Doesn't really matter. He's back, being Scarlet Spider. And he's like, oh my god, I'm a clone. And then Peter Parker's like, oh my god, I got a clone running around. This is crap. And then it's revealed that maybe, that the Peter Parker we all know and love was the clone the entire time. And that Ben Reilly is the real Spider-Man. And instantly, that's what's going to suddenly make people hate this even more than usual. When you tell people the character they've liked for, you know, I think it would have been like 15 or however many years in between these events, was a lie, and that it's all crap. And this new guy, he's the new Spider-Man. So instantly, that's starting to turn people off. But then it also gets stupid and convoluted, because in addition to the one clone, Ben Reilly, there's another clone, Kane, not wrestler Kane, although they look starkly similar. If you do sort of replace the red in Kane's outfit with blue, He's Kane, another Peter Parker clone. He's got a scarred face. Instead of having spider sense, he's got like super Spider-Man powers. So he sort of has clairvoyance.
Oh.
And like a burning touch instead of being able to stick to walls. So he's...
Sounds terrible.
He's the super spider clone. And there's also... It turns out that Ben Reilly wouldn't have been the original spider clone that Spider-Man fought in issue 149. Because they find another body down the smokestack that's just a skeleton. But conveniently has a Spider-Man mask chunk left to tell you that it was a clone
at one point. Of course. Because in the furnace, the...
Yes. Everything... All the flesh is...
Everything away. Yeah.
Except his asbestos quarter of mask.
Yes. You have to have a small section of asbestos. Asbestos.
Yeah, mesothelioma. Just say the word.
Mesothelioma.
So yeah, all of this is just a mess. And it sort of dragged down all of Spider-Man. Because rather than being, you know, sarcastic, wacky, you know, happy-go-lucky Spider-Man, he has to be sad and brooding all the time because... He doesn't know if he's a real person or not. Mary Jane is pregnant, and he's like, oh my god, if I'm a clone, it's going to have gross, goopy DNA. There's another guy running around. So eventually, Scarlet Spider becomes Spider-Man with what's referred to as the Sensational Spider-Man outfit. You probably recognize it if you saw it.
Yeah.
He's got the outside the costume web shooter things. He's like, two of his fingers are blue and two of them are the Spider-Man motif. Oh, man, totally 90s.
Where is Jackal?
Yeah, well, it's this whole entire clone.
So let loose all these clones and...
And yeah, well, I think...
Did he ever get to bang Gwen Stacy?
I don't think so. I think he made a Gwen Stacy clone.
Maybe why wouldn't that he out. Do that in the first place?
Yeah, just don't worry about it.
Yeah, just... Make your own.
But then, yeah, I'm not sure if Jackal's a clone. I honestly don't really remember how that part of it ended, the clone stuff, because eventually that stops and Ben Reilly is just Spider-Man. But before that, there's also a fourth or fifth spider clone called Spider-Side. It's basically if you took Spider-Man and mixed him with Hydro-Man because he's made of water. I honestly, I just remember seeing it in the comics, and like, I have no idea what his actual story is, but this is stupid. And like, he has a mouth visible. It's like his skin is Spider-Man's costume, but not really, but it's sort of like Spider-Man theme, because it's red and blue, and they've got the Spider-Man eyes. It looks ridiculous, and honestly, it's just like, what am I looking at?
Why are all these clones so screwed up?
The genetic tampering.
Damn it, Jackal.
Yeah. So eventually that stops, and we just get Ben Reilly Spider-Man. But then the Green Goblin kills Ben Reilly Spider-Man while Peter Parker Spider-Man comes back in his regular Spider-Man outfit. And it turns out that Ben Reilly was the clone the whole time. With that old, you know, everything's back to the way it was ending.
The end.
Yeah. And it's great because when Ben Reilly dies, he's got like a big mashed potato face that's all beat up and it's like blah, 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 blah. And then he immediately turns into dust because apparently
that's what clones do when they
die. Apparently the cloning makes your bodily decomposition accelerate massively after you die. That's the side effect.
Well, so then the one that went down the smokestack must have been the real Peter Parker then.
Oh my god,
he didn't turn to dust.
I can't.
The end.
Well, yeah, so...
Peter Parker's dead.
So all of this was just garbage. You get them trying to... It's sort of like now when you have the Superior Spider-Man and Dr. Octopus was possessing his body.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not the same. Bring back Peter Parker. And like, you know, if you just wait long enough, they're going to because you can mess with it. But eventually everything goes back to the way it was.
He was a clone the whole time. Look, Peter Parker's over here.
Yes. It's just, you know, everything gets set back to the way it was before, and you can just start over with some other regular storylines. And, yeah, being told that, you know, the Peter Parker you knew was a lie, that everything was just crappy. The best result could have been Scarlet Spider remaining a clone and joining the West Coast Avengers with U.S. Agent and War Machine. So, all of that said, we got the Clone Saga. But... our first what if being examined asks, what if Spider-Man's clone lived? And it's not what I just told you. This is from 1981, so it's basically just assuming that, you know, this clone storyline had happened within recent memory, and that the clone is still dead. It's not actually Peter Parker. Or, well, according to this, it is. Or, all this clone stuff gets confusing. So, in this reality, the clone Spider-Man defeats the real Spider-Man in the first place. Real Spider-Man gets placed in a cryogenesis tube. Because, you know, that's a thing.
In 81?
Yes. And we get the slow realization by clone Peter Parker that he's not the real Peter Parker. Because, you know, in this magical cloning process, he has the memories of Peter Parker up until when the Jackal took his DNA. So that's like a 3-year span. So he's like, why is everyone in the future? Like, what happened to these people? Why are they all sort of adult? And so he's like, well, am I? I'm not the real Peter Parker, oh my god. And he does the big old blah.
Why?
Hands in the air, yes. In the meantime, he has a tussle. Spider-Man has a tussle with the Kingpin, who's been set up as, you know, the actual villain in this storyline, or this issue. And Clooney, as I like to call him, wakes up the real... George Clooney. He wakes up the real Spider-Man, who was in the suspended animation tube. And then, after running afoul of the Kingpin once more, Peter and Clooney work as a tandem unit. And after they come to the conclusion that they should split being Spider-Man and possibly split being Peter Parker for the rare quadruple identity.
And they agree on this?
Yes. In fact, the last panel is them going, well, I'll get the couch, you get the bed, I'll get Mary Jane, and you get Doc Ock.
What?
Yeah, and then they talk about, like, one of them goes to class while the other sleeps in and stuff. It's like, it'd be more plausible for you to convince people that you had a long-lost brother that looks just like you than to try to pull off some sort of sitcom style, I gotta go to the bathroom and come back as a different person who doesn't know the conversation because
yeah,
we're switching places.
And you're gonna let this other dude bang Mary Jane?
Is what I'm saying. Like,
that's the part that's most unbelievable.
Yeah, so one of them called Mary Jane, but man, gross. So, overall, this thing's pretty short. There's actually a backup tale about the Inhumans, but I might save, like, all the backup tales, because they got those quite frequently. Some of the Eternals, some of the Inhumans, people you don't really care about, that wouldn't get a full issue, but we get some, like, backfill of their stories and stuff.
Yeah.
I might do those as a sort of bonus episode nobody ever wants to listen to ever.
Bonus!
But yeah, so this is pretty short, but it's not the worst, although it's pretty dumb ending that they just agree to a quadruple. That just seems like it's going to complicate things even more.
Yeah, so but they're living together?
Yes.
That's, you know, that's another thing. They live together. So one of them has to leave every time Mary Jane comes over?
Yeah, or just stays in the closet and watches. Does it count as... Is it just...
Swap out?
Is it just masturbation if you're watching yourself?
You know? Yeah, I don't know.
Gross.
That's a tough call.
I do like the cover on this because they got the shadowing of Spider-Man where it inverts the red from his costume with the black to show a little shadowing. Possibly a little more depth than some of the plain covers you get earlier. But our next what-if issue assumes that the Clone Saga happened and asks, what if Scarlet Spider killed Spider-Man? We open with Mary Jane giving birth to their daughter, May Parker. But it's not Peter Parker, or is it? It's not.
Oh, the end.
So yeah, we get a quick recap of the whole clone thing. Scarlet Spider and Spider-Man are battling while the new warriors show up. Bunch of geeks. Justice. I think he had his cool visor on, or maybe not. Torpedo Girl. She was there. Speedball. Firestar.
Speedball. He's the one that started the Civil War.
Yeah, well,
jerk.
Good for him, because that's about the only accomplishment he'll have in life.
He killed a bunch of children.
That's
good for you.
That's all you get for storylines. back to the quarter bin with you. It's hard for me to tell why, but for whatever reason, the whole clone thing makes Spider-Man, Peter, go off the deep end. So he's begging Scarlet Spider to kill him to protect Mary Jane. I don't know. It's sort of like there's probably a good rationale, but it's sort of, yeah.
Well, then why couldn't they, if they agreed to both bang Mary Jane and this other one, couldn't they just agree to fight crime together?
Well, yeah, it has more to do with the Jackal and that he's still in play at this point and he doesn't want to subject Mary Jane to, I don't know. It sort of sets up so that...
convince the clones that, hey, this dude cloned us. He's an asshole.
I don't know.
Let's get him.
So, Spider-Man, Scarlet Spider doesn't necessarily actually kill Spider-Man, so...
Of course not.
Title's a lie. Spider-Man actually just lets himself get buried in rubble when they battle into a power plant. Because, you know, comic books. Ah, rubble. So, Scarlet Spider pulls the old switcheroo and puts his outfit on Spider-Man, which... So, they were both hanging around their undies at one point.
And he took the clothes off a dead guy.
Yeah. So,
or what he thought was a dead guy.
So he's got his face messed up, but it doesn't really matter because he's a clone. But Mary Jane can't tell the difference. So Ben Reilly just plays along and becomes Spider-Man. Though he still, for some reason, finds it to behoove himself to switch to his sensational Spider-Man costume. It's just preordained. He's got to go with that snazzy 90s look.
You have to.
Yeah. It's also weird that the Spider-Man eyes are sort of like part of Peter Parker's DNA. Because any clones of his have to wear something with that on it.
Yeah.
Like, I really like how this looks. I'm going to do it. It's
just, why do they have to stick with the red and blue?
I don't know. Because, yeah, even Kane, he's like dark blue. And he's got like a red cape. Or maybe it's fuchsia because 90s. It's reddish. So we get our years pass, and May Parker grows up a little bit. But Ben is still having some post-traumatic stress disorder dreams about being a clone and stuff or something. You know, he's all tense and stuff. But then we find that the Green Goblin has kidnapped an 8-ish-year-old May Parker. Because the Green Goblin's back, oh my god. And he's doing something with her blood to give himself superpowers or...
Does she have powers?
Maybe. I know that, well, eventually, this is an issue for an entirely different episode, but she becomes Spider-Girl, if you recognize that name.
Yes.
Yeah, so in an alternate universe, she becomes Spider-Girl, and her powers are just, she's a no-good mutant burner. So Spider-Man saves the day and kills Green Goblin. There's another callback to the other issue.
You'd be killing a lot of people in these.
Shaking down Green Goblin, killing the shit. Shaking down J. Jonah Jameson, killing Green Goblin. Gotta hit your checkboxes. And he saves May Parker. But in the end, Mary Jane can tell he's not the real Peter Parker. Not because, you know, the discrepancies in sort of some of their shared memories. Or the fact that he might, you know, look kind of different because of different life experiences.
That's not it.
Because he uses the impact webbing, which are, you know, Scarlet Spider's specialty. They're little balls of webbing that explode and then wrap around stuff rather than a string.
That's what gave it away?
Yes. Ugh. Even though they've been together for years and she's, you know, something's off. He doesn't remember anything for the past 5 years. Yeah, but she says, you know, she can't be with him because he's not the man she married and he should get his own identity. She doesn't say it indignantly. It's more like, you should go your own way.
I would probably say it kind of indignantly. Does she know that the other one is dead?
I assume so, because...
Yeah, she saw the body.
Yeah, Scarlet Spider died.
So she knows this dude...
He might have killed
Peter Parker.
Yeah, presumably.
But just, hey, don't do that. Just, you should...
But he's a good man. He's
go
raised,
your own way.
Yeah.
That's Fleetwood.
Yeah. Oh, Mick Fleetwood.
Come on.
What's his...
Lindsay?
Yeah, Lindsay Buckingham. Oi!
Oi!
Overall, I'd give this a solid thumbs in the middle.
Single thumb in the middle.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's more about the characters than any sort of zany action. All of these are just sort of meh. you can't mess with success. All right, Spider-Man is perfect as is.
Do whatever the hell you want with Spider-Man.
Yeah. And, you know, he gets plenty of what-if issues because Spider-Man is in every book ever. Mm-hmm. He's either crossing over or he's in it. You know,
just teaming up.
That's part of the reason they probably brought back this whole clone thing, so that they could get like 4 Spider-Man books, and then maybe, oh man, 4 more Scarlet Spider books,
and then some Kane books.
Yep, the 4 each, so you get 12 Spider-Man, and he's got, but it's got to be real Spider-Man. And it, okay. So speaking of Kane and stuff, to further complicate things,
talking about wrestling now.
No. that's about the Ultimate Warrior dying. That's another. We've already talked enough wrestling. All right. I've got the app, the WWE app.
They send you an alert?
No.
As soon as Ultimate Warrior died?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, while he was dying?
Yeah, that's the live updates for Wrestler Death Watch. That's a great new feature.
They're all hooked up to...
Yeah, you little chips that monitor their heart rate.
So,
yeah,
so if their heart rate drops, then you get an alert.
Yeah. It might be in time. Tune in. Live stream of his death. Jesus.
He died last night.
Too soon?
Maybe.
Yeah, but he stopped being relevant in 1992, so...
That's not true. He was on TV on Monday. He popped back into relevancy.
Okay. So, but to further complicate things with his clone stuff, the clone, Kane, never was really killed off in any way, shape, or form. He just sort of faded into the background. And then he came back as the Scarlet Spider, but it's a different Scarlet Spider. He doesn't look the same. He's they have a Scarlet Spider book that's out, or I think they canceled it, but it had been out. And he was like in Houston, Texas.
Oh, yeah. Why couldn't they just split up and go patrol different cities?
Yeah, Scarlet Spider meet Denver.
Yeah, pot smoking hippies need a Spider-Man to wrangle them.
Yes,
keep him in check.
Save a Spider-Man, you're our only hope, or something, whatever. We'll get high.
Spider-Man needs to kill, well, with any superhero, you just need to suck it up and just kill the bad guy.
So you're just, no valor, no turn the other cheek, just,
no.
Ends justify the means.
Yeah.
Hey, Electro, bang!
Well, this dude's about to blow up the city, unless you kill him. No, sorry, I can't kill him. Millions of people are going to die.
But they don't die most of the time.
Most of the time.
Sorry, there are 7 billion people on Earth.
He's going to come back and do it again.
Yeah.
Just kill them.
Well, you might say that actually that's part of their psychological damage of a superhero, that they want this constant loop of just pursuit.
Write a comic book that's one issue where we introduce the hero, the bad guy comes, and... he kills him, and then no more bad guys come around because they're scared. The end.
Well, you know, Punisher uses lethal force, but he still has to deal with stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
See, you can't stop.
Have you read the Zombies?
No.
Series?
I think I read the one you gave me, like just the first one or whatever.
There's one when Zombie Spider-Man somehow gets transported to an alternate universe where regular Spider-Man is.
Mm-hmm.
So regular Spider-Man is fighting the Sinister Six.
Mm-hmm.
But so Zombie Spider-Man comes in and starts killing them.
Mm-hmm.
But Spider-Man's not there. He's off doing something else. But Zombie Spider-Man punches through Mysterio's thing and rips his brain out. So the bad guys are freaking out because Spider-Man is murdering them.
Yeah.
So... Zombie Spider-Man leaves and regular Spider-Man comes to fight them, so they think that
he's playing for keeps.
He's Zombie Spider-Man, so Sandman turns into sand and goes down Spider-Man's throat and makes him explode from the inside, and then they realize that that was just regular Spider-Man, so now they're sad and, oh my god, we killed him. Like, come on.
Well, what were you going to do before?
But Zombie Spider-Man ripped Vulture's wings off.
But my question is, if they're sad that they killed him, what was your game plan before this?
I don't know.
Just mess around with him?
Yeah. That's what they do. They have an unspoken agreement that we're just going to mess with each other. We're not actually going to hurt each other.
Yeah, like the sheepdog and not Wile E. Coyote. Max and Sam. No, that's the Sam and Ralph.
Yes.
But, yeah, cloning Spider-Man. They're probably going to need to clone Spider-Man to make all these Spider-Man movies that Sony wants to do.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we should just put out, like, 6 a year forever. But Amazing Spider-Man 2 is coming up. I'm excited to see that. It looks like it's just going to be a bunch of stuff thrown at the wall, but I don't care. I want to see some Spider-Man.
People were worried that, again, like in Spider-Man 3, where they threw... How many villains were in that one?
Yeah, not Green Goblin, James Franco.
New Goblin?
Yeah. Knob Goblin.
Sandman.
Sandman. Venom. And Peter Parker having the black suit on was another plot thread. Plus, Gwen Stacy was there just to say, hey!
Yeah. So, 3, 4, 5 bad things. So that people were afraid that this one was going to be another big mess of villains. Mm-hmm. You got Electro and Paul Giamatti and...
Yeah, well, Rhino... Rhino has like a Twisted Metal character, right? He's driving a dump truck around.
Yeah, but he also has the big mechanized suit.
Okay, see, you say these things, but like as a rule for comic book movies, I try to avoid a lot of trailers and spoilers and stuff, because guess what? I know how most of it's going to play out anyway.
So he looks like a Transformer.
Okay.
He's a big metal rhino suit, and he's shooting rockets and machine guns at Spider-Man.
So
I guess...
He's Rhinox from Beast Wars.
Yes.
Okay.
But they said that he's like an ancillary character, and he's not really going to play a big part in the movie, so it'll mostly be focused on Electro and... Goblin, so hopefully it won't be such a big mess.
Yeah. But, oh man, you're gonna miss out on your Rhino love.
They might just throw, like, introduce him here, and then Spider-Man can beat the crap out of him, and maybe he'll come back in the third one.
Yeah, well, if you're talking about all the Sinister Six stuff,
yeah,
plop a Rhino on there.
Yeah. Plop him there.
In conclusion, Spider-Man is good. So says me. In fact, I'd say he's sensational. He's spectacular.
Superior?
Team up. I might even go so far as to say he's web of.
2099.
No adjective. yeah, he's amazing. So, goodbye. So in closing, I will remind you to follow us on Twitter at TheSlimJames or at Giant_Size, TheSlimJames.com, GiantSizeComicThings.com, the WIP What If Podcast is on iTunes, on Stitcher, on YouTube, and on Vimeo. So go out there and find us. And remember, don't spend the rest of your life asking, what if?